Knives, machetes, saws, and shears, multi-tools, shovels, swords, axes, spears, hatchets, and tomahawks. If it cuts, snips, slices, or chops, Midway USA has it. Find great gift ideas in our huge selection of pocket knives and other everyday carry folding knives. Make a statement or create a family legacy with one of our top-of-the-line hunting knives. We've got a great selection of manual and electric sharpeners, too. For just about everything for the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com. Hunting boots are a critical component of any successful hunt. Whether walking a short distance to your blind or trudging miles through rugged terrain, your feet are carrying the load. Without the right boots, you could give up early and lose out on that trophy just over the ridge. At Midway USA, we make selecting boots for your next hunt easier. With just a few clicks of a mouse, you can decide on what's important, like waterproofing, insulation, size, width, and savings. For just about everything for shooting, hunting, and the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com.
Freezing cold, that's how we already know. When it's here, my dog will probably do it for Louis Bell. That's just all he know, he don't know nothing else. I tried to show him.
Better bring an umbrella to my house right now. Yeah. What?
I tried to show him.
I try. That's what them raindrops on my house sound like right now, y'all. What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What?
With a pick and roll. Younger flame here in sicko mode.
Yeah. What? We all know about this. Probably more than I do. Yeah. Little sicko mode coming to you in your headphones this afternoon. And that was more definitely one of my more dad moments that I've ever had in an opener. You know, I kind of felt like I didn't know what I was doing, but I got to say one thing.
It was worth it.
For sure. It was indeed worth it. And today, I've gotten so many comments, questions, concerns, praise for my guest today. My co-host now. I mean, I think that definitely she's moved to co-host status, and that is my lovely, talented, beautiful daughter, Harper. Harper Elizabeth, back on Low Budget Live, Not So Live.
What's up, everybody?
February 21st, Harper. And we are getting absolutely flooded out.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's like, excuse the dad joke, but get the ark ready, am I right?
Oh, my
two
gosh.
By two. Get those animals over here. Whew.
Hey, yeah. I know a guy,
yeah. Good thing we got that hashtag Ranger boat in the shop. We might need it to go to the grocery store. Am I right? Somebody cue the yeah. I just went sicko mode on that joke, Harper. Sicko mode was actually my song of the week at Toho with Austin. Maestro of the traveling circus, Mr. Austin Boyd, at Austin Boyd Photo. Y'all go follow him. But I've never listened to Sicko Mode a lot. You know, Harper, I haven't.
It's really like the hype song right now.
It is, and I do love me a hype song. I do love me a lot. You know, I also love a good nap, and I feel like that song appreciates a good nap when it says out like a light.
I like a nap.
I feel like that really speaks to my nap life.
Hashtag
Naploff. Hashtag, yeah.
Hashtag, yeah.
I mean, I think that's very similar to Salt Life that everybody puts on their cars. Like when they live 800 miles from the beach. They live 800 miles from the beach. It's like, I live in the middle of Indiana, but I do love the Salt Life.
Anytime Luke sees a Salt Life sticker, he roasts that person.
No, I mean, I'm not mean.
Yes, you get kind of hated about it.
It's one thing dumb
that really bothers you.
I mean, I guess if you just don't live at the beach, you ain't living that salt life.
That's kind of weird.
If you're in line at McDonald's in my hometown, 600 miles from the beach, you ain't living the salt life. But hey, you know what? It's like people that like Jimmy Buffett music. And they listen to it all the time and going to work. Cheeseburger and paradise. Margaritaville. Whatever, however it goes.
Yeah.
And they're like, they think they're there. So maybe that's what it is. They walk outside in the morning and there's snow on their car and they start it up and they're like, salt life, y'all.
Hashtag salt life.
And they're thinking, you know, in about June, I'm going to be down there living that salt life. Eating at Lulu's at Gulf Shores. Shout out to Lulu.
Be back.
Yeah, I'm going to be there for a week. I'm going to live that salt life for about 7 days. And then I'm going to be back looking at this sticker, taking my kids to school and to their baseball practices. Shout out to y'all living the salt life. I'm sorry if I offended any salt lifers out there. I, too, enjoy the salt life. I just don't have a sticker that says it. But I also can't judge people over stickers because I drive one.
You just drive a giant sticker.
I drive a giant sticker, pretty much, with Vision Wheels on it. How about that?
It has your name on it.
How about that? It does. It has my name on it. So I can't. It has my name on it twice this year because we have the Traveling Circus logo on there, too. Yeah. Doubled up on that name game. Doubling up.
I think everybody knows that it's you.
Okay. No, they don't. People don't know me. I had a guy on YouTube comments yesterday say he hopes I'm a millionaire with my career earnings because I'm driving that jazzy truck around. But you know what I tell him?
He's just a hater.
Despite my career earnings, I get to fish the FLW Tour and
it was worth it.
Thank you for your view, sir.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You for watching the Traveling Circus. So Harper is here with me today because once again, the weather has knocked school out, so we got the opportunity to do another low budget live, not so live, with Harper. And this one's gonna be better. We feel like we're on our game a little bit more.
Last time was like a warm-up for me. I feel like I'm really ready now.
Yes, you're so ready. And you missed the MLF last week, the Bass Pro Tour. We commentated the first one, the inaugural, the most amazing event ever in the history of bass fishing, and you missed it.
I did.
This week, the second one.
Yes.
You saw some footage from the first one. Well, Edwin Evers.
It's a name.
Yeah, and it's quite the name. They call him double E or E squared or something.
I like E squared.
E squared. He caught an 8-pounder 10 minutes to go in this thing. He was already blowing it out. But I watched a little bit of it. You know, Wesley made the top 10. Oh, Wesley, all the W. Strider. Love us some W. Justin Atkins made the check cut this week.
Little Justin.
Lots of buddies. James Watson caught him the first day, and then he pulled a Luke Duncan and he forgot how to catch him the second day. Shout out to my buddy JMFW on that. But Harper, I don't know. I know you follow me on the IG, right?
Yes.
I stirred up quite the pot last week when I made a video about MLF's stupid commercial that they run that talks about how their tournaments are superior.
I saw the video.
Well, I got texts from people I'm not even going to name that are all throughout the industry. They're like, bro, thanks for saying it. And then I got some people texting me going, bro, that are fishing MLF, like, they're going to take it down. We're mad too. Some anglers still haven't taken it down though. But then I was told yesterday that my video actually made it all the way to the Major League Fishing Facebook page, that a fan shared it and was like, hey, this guy's right. Y'all suck. So, and I did my podcast. I did the podcast. I rambled about this last week. So out of every direct message I got no Mom's Basement haters on that. Everybody was in full support. Man, thank you for saying this. So it shows me, because fishermen never get along about anything, and there's always Mom's Basement haters, but it shows me that everybody thinks that ad's stupid. But it went to the top. Right to the top of the Major League Fishing food chain.
Okay.
Little old me down here running my mouth to my 20,000 followers, and they like, oh, Major League Fishing. Eldecious thinks you're an idiot. But I even had a guy with another podcast call me to do an interview about my stance on it. I was like, dude, I'm not waving a flag. This is not a stance. I was just making it funny. It's not like I was standing on the corner protesting, hell no, we won't go. It wasn't anything like that. I was just making a video. And, I mean, it was my opinion, right? If I say it, I'm in it.
Just can't keep that
mouth
shut.
If I said it, then I'm in it.
Yeah.
That's the Eminem line in a new song.
I'm just the yeah guy.
You're definitely my hype girl.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, it's crazy. Another thing that came up, Harper, and I wanted to get your opinion on this, is documented right here in these notes that we got, because we're super professional, Low Budget Live, Not So Live, here on February the 21st. What's your opinion on the Major League Fishing points system? So,
explain.
After two events, the top 30 get to fish another tournament. The top 30 in the points after the two events go to the Major League Cup tournament. And there were guys that made both check cuts there, which is you got to make the top 40.
Yeah.
That didn't make the top 30 in the points cut, but guys that only made one check made it. Explain. You're confused, aren't you?
Yeah, I don't get it.
I don't either.
Wait, okay, so guys that got a check both times.
Didn't make the top 30. Yeah.
But some guys that only got a check one time.
That's right. And that didn't even have that high finish made it. Doesn't make a lot of sense, does it?
No, I don't get it.
Yeah, there was Zach Burge actually posted about it. He didn't make it. Zach made the cut in both of them, was top 10 after, I don't know how it works. They have like 7 rounds, different guys fishing. It's really hard to keep up with, but the points aren't laid out even where the fans, because I'm a fan, even though I'm an FLW touring professional bass fisherman, Harper, I'm a fan of the sport and I keep up with it. And it's not laid out there plain and simple. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't get that one.
And I'm not being a Major League Fishing hater right now, because I do like a lot of the stuff they're doing. It's just kind of confusing.
Yeah, I don't get
and
that.
And that ad is gay.
The gayest?
Gayest. We should type Major League Fishing into the Urban Dictionary and see what happens.
It just said gay. Hashtag gay.
I wasn't going there with that.
My bad. Don't want them hate comments now.
Harper, your Insta is going to get blown up with, Major League Fishing's the best. You're just jealous because you didn't get invited to the fraternity of the best fishermen on earth. I'm saying this from my mom's basement. You suck.
You have to do the rest of the podcast
in that voice. The mom's basement voice? That is kind of the mom's basement voice.
It is.
I tweeted last night. There was some... I tend to focus on the negative. I think all people do. When it comes to comments, like Traveling Circus episode 2 dropped yesterday.
Yes, it did.
Like that pin right there dropped.
Pin dropped.
Drop it like it's hot, girl. And it dropped and overwhelmed with positive comments. But I saw a couple negatives and I'm just like immediately hone in on them. And there was one guy who was like, Traveling Circus seems like his life's pretty lame to me. And I was like, you, sir, are a douchebag.
DB.
And I went to comment back to him, and I told him that maybe next time I could fight some tigers as I jumped out of planes for him if the fishing tournament wasn't. Now, granted, this is
That'd
a guy
cool.
that watched the entire 17-minute video that said that, but I tweeted last night that it amazes me that people will waste their day watching a video and then take more time out to make sure that people know you're negative. And within 36 seconds on Twitter, some like fake account guy says, it's because you suck. Like that quick. That's like, hey, there's little blocks right here where I can block your face. And now
or
you're
just
blocked.
Like, if you hate somebody that much, why keep up with their stuff?
I don't know. I never understand it. There's a bunch of haters. There's a bunch of haters out there. And I told you last time we talked about haters. We talked about haters on Low Budget Live.
There's so many.
Because there's so many haters. And you and I said this today. Most of the time, people be hating, right?
Be hating.
They be hating if their life sucks.
Yeah.
You know, and so you almost hate to engage with them, but sometimes I just don't want them to get away with the fact that I think that they're douchebags. Like, I want to let them know, and I'll let it go on for a little while, but not too long. And then there are like 4 or 5 other negative comments on there, and you're like, I ain't going to touch those.
But then when somebody
says,
because you suck,
you're like, you know what? You know what? And you know, I have to keep my mouth in check a little bit. It's on FLW's YouTube, so I can't be on there telling them exactly what's up, you know. What did you think, Harper? I'm going to put you on the spot. I'm Traveling Circus episode 2. You got a sneak peek. You got to see it. You're very privileged.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good. It's funny. Really funny.
Yeah.
It's funnier than the first one.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Funny guy.
I actually wrote on a notepad, say this was funny.
Yeah, I'm like reading a script.
She's right reading now. A script. I've got a actually got a knife in here. It's really weird. I'm like, and you going to say this about your daddy.
Diddy.
Diddy.
My daddy's truck's diddy. Bigger than your diddy. Daddy's truck. Yeah.
My daddy's truck's got his name on it. Cheers, guy.
My daddy drives a sticker.
Derailed. My daddy drives a sticker, but
it was worth it.
Hey, speaking of, I know we're all over the place, but that's Low Budget Live. Speaking of, D Money, who gave us the It Was Worth It clip, had to be put to sleep today. Not like a dog. He's coming back.
He's waking up in a minute.
He's gonna wake up. But no, he had a test done today. He had like a light ran down his throat, like a light.
He was out like a light.
And it was the first time he's ever been put to sleep in his life, and it kinda scared him.
He was nervy.
Yeah, but they went in and did some stuff. He's been having some issues. And I think they got him straight.
Put him out like a light.
But Corey, Big C, at Corey Williams, y'all be sure to follow Big C. Big C made a post on Instagram on his story that would that lead you funny. To believe that maybe D Money was on his deathbed.
It was very...
it was in a hospital bed. Yeah. It was indeed in a hospital bed.
He looked
bed.
Very distressed.
Yeah, and it just... Corey just watching out for his bro.
Pray hands.
Pray hands. Need your. And you know, knowing Corey, like he had his best interest at heart, probably for Darian. But at the same time, probably hoping some chicks DM him like, "Oh my God, what's wrong with your friend?
I'm here for you.
Do you need a hug?"
That's what Corey was going for.
Probably. Or some dudes.
You know what it was? Messages. It was a thirst trap.
Oh! It was indeed.
That's what it was. I see you, Corey.
Yeah, we see you thirst trapping over there, Corey, with your pants.
Y'all, okay, if y'all have ever seen Corey, he has the gayest pants. This
Corey.
Man wears the worst pants I've ever seen in my
wears
life.
Wears a lot of cargo pants, and shout out to you guys wearing cargo pants out there.
But Corey's like, what, in his 20s?
Yeah, he's 26.
Okay, he's young, and he wears these awful pants.
Harper doesn't like Corey's wardrobe. He's not fashion forward, Harper
not at
says.
All.
Shout out to anybody that's listening that might actually be gay. we're not meaning that in a derogatory slang for you at me.
There's two versions of the word.
Yeah, we just mean it. I mean, we're crapping on him, but.
Oh, for sure.
But if he was gay, we would accept him into our life.
I would still love him.
We've told him that. The funny thing, Harper, I forgot to tell you this. So I was at hashtag TH Marine Team yesterday with Corey and D Money. And we were riding back from lunch. And have you ever heard of Duluth Trading Company?
No.
They make pants. And they're building a new like outlet store close to TH Marine. And Corey's like, guys, I'm so freaking pumped. And when we were driving by, and all I could think of is like you. And he's like, they make the best pants. And you're always making fun of his pants.
I thought he wears bad pants.
He does
wears
wear
the bad shorts too. Like, they're so long. They come like over his
knees. I like long shorts, dude.
No, but he has got like over his knees.
You can't wear the freaking Daisy Duke. D Money wears some Daisy Dukes every now and then.
He wears like them.
He does wear them AFCO. Whatever. Yeah, them AFCO shorty shorts. I can't pull that look
off.
Those
are real stylish right now, though.
They are the younger fellas. Mm-hmm. Like to wear them. I can't pull them off though. Hashtag dad bod.
Well, Corey needs to try them out.
The short shorts?
Just anything but the, like I'm telling you, his shorts go past his knee.
No, they don't.
Yes,
those
they
are
do.
Like the capris.
So he wears capris?
Corey doesn't wear capris. He doesn't wear capris at all. So
I'm sorry, Corey. I really do love you.
We love Corey. Doesn't sound like it right now.
No.
We love Corey. I love you, Harper. I'm so glad that you're joining me for another episode of Low Budget Live, Not So Live. This is like our second one in 3 weeks. This is a big deal.
Basically famous.
Basically, you are famous. And any bets on... Oh, we can't even talk about that. It would be like you're giving me information. I was going to say any... Give me your top five picks for Lake Seminole for the FLW Tour. I'll leave next Saturday. Give me your top five picks of who you think... could do well there, myself excluded, because I'm going to go down there and I'm going to catch them, girl.
Yeah.
I'm going to catch them in the face, girl.
Yeah. Right in the face.
Who you thinking, top five?
Luke Duncan.
I said excluding
one.
Me.
I don't really know anybody else.
Oh my God.
I only keep up with you.
This is a bass fishing podcast and you don't know any bass fishermen? The worst co-host in the history of Low Budget Live besides Corey.
Corey's been on this thing.
Corey started Low Budget Live with me, him and D Money, and he would literally sit there and not say anything.
Oh, that sounds like Corey.
Low Budget Live brought to you by StarTron, by the way.
Hashtag StarTron.
Kicking that ethanol in the face. StarTron.
StarTron.
Whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was trying to do like the back vocals.
Quiet. You were trying to do quiet hype, man. StarTron. I hate whispers. You hate whispers? I hate like
when you like secret. No. I like it.
Like on hunting shows. Here he comes.
Yeah.
He speaks and come out there by them bushes. I'm gonna shoot him in the damn face. Get ready. You own him. You
pow pow. Him.
Yeah. That's what they always say. The camera guy. You own him. Hey, you own.
You stay watching those though.
I know, but gosh, they drive me crazy. Shout out to y'all making them hunting shows. I like hunting shows, but that part, the whispering, I don't know, it's like fingernails on chalkboard for me. Hey, you own him. Here he comes. Look, he's coming up at all.
And then you feel like you have to be really quiet too.
Yeah, the house is quiet. I'm yelling at the kids. Shut up! Camera guy's not on him. you got him. You own him. Okay. All right. You ready? Yeah. Oh, you're out of camera light. Oh, shit. It's I hate whispering like this.
Oh, I hate that noise.
That's a bad noise. That's bad.
Every time we're on this, I always make sure I'm not doing this. I hate that noise.
These mics do pick up a lot. They do. What were we saying about? Oh, FLW, your top five picks. Let's go for Seminole.
I don't know.
Because you may not be on here next week, and so I need your top five picks, excluding me. No. I mean,
okay, well, Luke Duncan's winning the whole thing.
Yeah, I'm definitely going down.
He's
there.
He's gonna come back and we're gonna buy me a new car.
What? It's not a deal at all. In the least, not a deal. You're not getting a freaking car. I mean, you suck. Top five picks. I want to know your top five picks to win.
What about your buddy Scott Martin?
Oh, Scotty Too Hotty. Scott, yeah. Martin. I would say he'll probably most definitely be in the top 10 because he makes all the top 10s.
Yes. He's pretty good.
That's a good pick.
He's pretty much
he smashed it at Toho.
What about the that one guy with the weird funny last name? I say it wrong.
What?
Latimer.
Brian.
B-Lat,
who made a cameo.
What's
in,
that?
A cameo is like a pop-up appearance.
Oh, never heard that.
Oh, my God.
He thinks I'm dumb.
I know she's dumb. There's a difference. There's a damn huge difference with that. B-Lat, Brian Latimer. Yeah, he made a pop-up in Traveling Circus, episode 2. Out like a light. What about BK, Brad Knight? What do you think?
Yeah, I like him.
You're going to pick Brad. We're just picking my friends right now.
He's number two. I'm going Brad Knight as number two.
Okay, I'm going to give you one to watch for.
Okay.
That you don't know. It's my bro, Alex Davis. Alex Davis, spinnerbait kid. Alex Davis. It's going to be a grass fishing deal. A little bit of grass, a little bit of country, a little bit of rock and roll. Alex Davis, chatterbaiting them to death. Rattle trapping them over there.
Does he walk the dog?
Oh, he'll walk that dog now. Now walk it out. He'll walk that dog out.
That's really my best move.
Walking the dog.
I'm pretty good at it.
You have walked the dog.
Though.
Yeah, it'll wear them wrists out now. If you ain't ready, if you ain't up to the task, if you only walking the dog say once or twice a year, you gonna get carpal tunnel. And for those of y'all keeping
that
score,
dog out.
I think I just said carpet tunnel. Who's knocking on the door? Oh, you're out of here? Yeah. All right.
That's my boy Slime.
Weston Brewer making an appearance on the podcast. What's up, Wee Wes?
What's good?
Where are you going? Where are you leaving? Where are you?
I'm going to my dad's.
You're going to your dad's house?
Yeah.
All right. This is Wes, you made an appearance on Low Budget Live. What's your plan for the evening over at your papa's house?
Padres.
Playing
some Apex and Fortnite. For those of you out there that are like me and don't know what that is, I'm sorry, I don't either. Sounds like something cool. He's going to go Snapchat his girlfriend, too.
All right, peace out.
All right, see you later, Weston. We love you, bud.
Bye, Slime.
We love you. Love you, miss you already. Just family around here. You know, we're the Brady Bunch. That was my youngest stepson, Weston. Doesn't look anything like me.
Wonder why. Hey, I will say, though, I don't know if it's just from living with you so long or what, but I like sometimes I tell people that you're my dad.
Yeah, I'm down with that.
Yeah, and I kind of see it too.
So Harper Elizabeth is indeed my stepdaughter.
Yes,
and I'm her stad.
Stad.
And but we're closer besties. Than that. We're closer than that. Which I mean, you can be close with your step parents, you know.
Yeah.
But I tell people you're my daughter, legit daughter on paper, because all I've got is them rotten little Duncan boys, and that's it. You know.
They smell.
Two little boys. Shout out to Hudson and Ryder for stinking.
Just stinking it up.
Stinking. They didn't get that from me though. I'll tell you right now, did not. Shout out to Hudson and Ryder.
Shout out.
And Charlie, who didn't.
Oh yeah, I forgot about him.
Yeah, Charlie.
He's probably asleep. 15-year-old
Charlie, who finally got his learner's permit. Shout out to Charlie.
Failed it twice.
Failed it twice, and they finally felt sorry for him. Like, here, just take the damn thing. Take it. Okay, we got interrupted, but that's Low Budget Live. That's what happens.
Anything can happen.
In the Low Budget Live studios here, Lawrenceburg, Tennessee, anything can happen. Also, known as my office.
AKA bedroom.
AKA side part of my home office is in our bedroom. But, Harper, big news, big daggum news. I talked to a contractor yesterday, and we are fixing to...
Build my apartment.
Build an apartment.
Yes.
With part of it... two rooms, the Low Budget Live studio, and bar.
Basically, woo! Luke is building me an apartment in our garage shed thing.
Above my
and he's
shop.
Taking There's a huge over room. It by putting his own oh, office in my apartment.
It's a gigantic space in my office and studio, and we'll have a little bar area up there.
We're going to have drinks.
We're going to have drinks. You ain't going to have nothing, you underage freaking.
It was a joke. We get more hate comments.
Yes, I do not allow my 17-year-old to drink before you even at me. Don't you even at me.
Don't even think about it.
Don't you at me. So, you picked Brian Latimer, Scott Martin, Brad Knight, because he's my friend. I picked Alex Davis. One more I'm going to throw out there. Buddy Gross. Big shout
Gross.
Out to Buddy. Big shout out to Buddy. He won Lake Tahoe. Buddy has won at Seminole this exact same time of year. A couple years ago, Buddy could be Buddy could catch him down there. So
creeping
we could have a bow back to back champion. Buddy Gross. And also we're going to
gross,
Lake Chickamauga
gross,
first week of May, and that's Buddy's home lake where he's really uh-oh. Good. So could be a trifecta girl.
Trifecta Buddy, like that.
Buddy Gross in the house.
Gross, gross, gross. I like a chant.
When you chant gross, 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 it sounds like you're at like a China buffet that's got a really bad food score.
Yeah. Gross, or gross, I could be cheering gross. On.
Buddy.
Buddy.
Hashtag buddy.
My buddy.
Bye, buddy. Buddy. Hope you find your dad.
Buddy the Elf, what's your favorite color?
I think that people that listen to this, and thank y'all, each and every one of y'all that do listen and that send me messages, because sometimes I just feel like I'm talking to myself. And I am. When I do these by myself, I am indeed talking to myself. But it makes me laugh. People are like, man, you crazy, but I enjoy it, because we are...
A little different.
Certainly random. I don't smoke a lot of weed drink a lot. And it kind of sounds like every time I get on here, I might be a little high, but that ain't the case. This is pretty much me all the time. I have...
I will give him that.
I have what
that.
We call in the business ADD.
Yeah.
And it definitely affects me. And if you can't see that on the Traveling Circus, that Austin... on the Traveling Circus down in Florida, first time I'd ever met Austin was actually when I picked him up to drive down there. We had several conversations on the phone, and about 2 or 3 days in, he goes, man, you're kind of hard to keep up with. I'm like, there's a lot going through this head all the time, man. It's what makes me me. And I'm down with that, you know? I'm down with that. Speaking of the traveling circus, one more thing. Huge thank you to everybody that's subscribing to that my YouTube channel, because it's really growing by the day. And I've got a lot of stuff planned for it. I'm going to shoot some more videos. Got some ideas for a couple funny videos. I'm funny. Coming up. And really looking forward to growing that thing more and more and more. Of course, in the month of March, you're going to have two traveling circus vids. One from Seminole, one from Grand Lake of the Cherokees up in Oklahoma. Going to be a couple weeks apart. So March is going to be really busy. But two traveling circus videos. And, Harper, in the month of March, we have the Bassmaster Classic.
Am I going to
that? I don't know yet. We might, you keep getting popular on here. You might have to have your own booth to sign autographs. Have the Bassmaster's Classic the second week of March. And the third week of March, we're going on a spring break adventure to Orlando.
Yes, sir.
Your last senior year, that didn't make a lot of sense. Yeah, your senior year, spring break, your last spring break
yeah,
in high school with the family, which on spring break, normally we don't do anything.
Yeah.
Because I'm always gone. But this year we made an exception for you, like we always do. All the exceptions are for you because you are indeed the princess, the diva, the showstopper.
I wouldn't say diva. Princess,
I would say diva. I live with you every day. I love
princess
you.
Princess better.
But princess?
I like that better.
You know, I've really spoiled her a lot.
It was worth it.
But I think her mom doesn't agree, but I think
it was worth it.
Some people just deserve to be put up on a pedestal, you know, and Harper's that kid, Harper.
It's not
Harper's
like I'm
that kid.
Terrible or anything.
Speaking of, the new segment we've got, and I hadn't got the theme music for it yet, so I'm gonna hang on a second, I'm gonna do it.
Are you writing a song right now? Okay, yep, he is.
Urban Dictionary with Harper.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the new. So it's Urban Dictionary with Harper time. And last time we were on here, Harper educated me. She educated me on so many things.
I kind of got myself in trouble with old triple threat.
Yes, she got in trouble with the triple threat. The triple threat really did not approve of some of the subjects we covered. I get that.
It was a little extreme.
We got out there a little bit. But since the last LBL, I've received many comments, feedbacks, messages, feedbacks. All these positive things about the Urban Dictionary with Harper section. And you all sent in words we should look up together. And I have three terms today that we're going to look up. And the first one, Harper, is make it snow. Make it snow. Do you know what that term means because you listen to rap all the time? What does make it snow mean in the Urban Dictionary? Now I know what it means. It's like frozen like Elsa. Let it go.
Let it go.
Let it go. That's what it means. It's snow. It's the weather outside is frightful. It's sledding. Make it snow.
Well, I've actually never heard this used in like a thug way. I mean, I've heard make it rain. You know what that means, right?
Yes.
I've heard that. I've never heard make it snow, though.
Well, you know what? We're going to look it up right here. Urban Dictionary, make it snow, drum roll. All right. It's to obtain. How perfect is this?
What? You definitely looked it up.
I did
beforehand.
Not. I swear on all of my children, you included, I did not look this up. Top definition, make it snow. Number one, make it rain, but with diamonds or cocaine. Guys.
So somebody making it rain with some coke.
Yeah, guys, we do not acknowledge or recommend the use of cocaine for making it snow. Now, if you want to throw some diamonds at some ratchet bougie girls, throw it around. And then number two, to obtain magical. This makes me laugh so much because I said this. To obtain magical Elsa powers from watching Frozen too much.
That's so dumb.
That is dumb.
Make it snow.
Girl, make it snow. But then guy in hood one, yo, homie, make it snow up in here. Okay, bro. Turns back into Elsa. Yep, there we go. Hashtag diamonds.
Hashtag coke.
It is similar to making it rain, except instead of throwing dollar bills, one is so rich they are able to throw diamonds. What if I threw like Zoom worms, make it rain with like Zoom?
Make it dirt. No, that didn't work. That was dumb.
I'm trying to think.
Yeah.
Make them bite.
I like that one.
Yeah, it doesn't work either.
No.
It's all terrible. Look at this. Look at that chick.
She's
hilarious. She's super mom. She is very bougie. I kind of like them tattoos, though. I ain't going to lie about that. Don't tell your mom. Once you see these photos taken at the supermarket, your day will be made. She bougie. She got her name. It's hard to read. All right. So now, make it snow.
Make it snow.
We brought up drugs twice on Low Budget Live. I don't agree with any of this.
We never said we were.
What?
I don't know.
This is the Dare Show?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I like to keep it real, but I'm not all about some drugs.
You know, like, don't try this at home. It's like one of those things.
Sorry, StarTron. Yeah, don't try this at home. All right, Harper, the second term we get to look up. I'm excited about this one, and I'm also very, 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 very nervous. Body booking.
I never really heard it, but I have an idea of what it could mean. But I'm just going to let you look it up because I'm not going to say it.
Okay, what do you think before I click this?
No, let's just go ahead and look at it.
No, go ahead. Tell me.
No, Mom will get mad at me.
For real?
No, it's just... Hold on, let me read
it. Oh, okay. Hang on a second. Oh.
Okay, oh, no, that's not what I thought it meant.
That's not what I thought it meant at all.
No, I thought it meant like...
Let's scroll down for another one.
What I thought it meant was like...
Building your mind by reading a lot of books.
That's not what it... Okay,
that's whatever. What it is. Look, instead of going to the gym, I went to the library to get my body booking done.
Go to the first one now.
No, I don't want to read it. We're going to keep going.
No, what I thought it would mean, it was like keeping up with a book of like, you know, people.
What?
You know.
Like having a folder of all the ratchet bougies?
Yeah.
Body booking. A person who constantly posts pictures of themselves while working out, shirtless, in a bikini, or in workout clothes with no sweat on their face could be compared to a douchebag workout, if extreme.
That's pretty funny.
I like that.
That's pretty funny.
And then the other is a lady of the evening that's really good at scheduling her appointments.
A lady of the evening. I like how you put that.
Could a body booker also be a thirst trapper?
Very much
that's
so.
That's very similar to a thirst trapper.
Yeah.
Like, hey, y'all, just got through working out. Oh, look. Oops, I caught this bass. That's what I always feel like it is. Look, I just found this bass right here in these tiny yoga pants. like. I'll kill you if you're ever a thirst trapper.
Oh.
I'll kill you, girl. All right, body booking. I'm going to start some body booking. Ain't nobody wanting to see all that. Pictures of me working out shirtless.
You don't even work out
like, put
anymore.
It back on.
Ever since I showed Luke up at the gym, he refuses to come with me anymore.
She did indeed show me up. I've told that story on here like twice already because it was so bad. Is Urban Dictionary going to give me, is it going to give me like a virus on my computer, you think?
Nah.
Okay, I think I know what this one's probably going to mean. Acrapella. Crapella. Acrapella. Instead of acrapella, acrapella. You got to look it up.
What do you think it means?
I think it means somebody that sucks at singing, probably.
Oh, yeah.
Because acapella is like singing without music, without accompaniment.
Yeah, I know what acapella is.
But bust something out for them acapella right now.
Boom, boom, boom,
no,
boom.
No, that ain't acapella.
I'm making the instrument, so now you get into the song.
Oh, gosh. I thought you were going to sing Came In Like a Wrecking Ball, Miley Cyrus.
You want to? I don't care.
This goes out to some people.
For the record, I cannot sing at all.
Then I would just hold up on that. All right, let's look this up. I'm trying to save you from yourself right now. Ah, crapella. Here we go. Urban Dictionary. Let's do this. Harper, I'm going to let you take it.
Okay, it says, singing out loud while listening to music with your headphones on.
This is very much you. Whereas,
I can't really see it.
The singer gets the benefit of the music, those unfortunate to be standing nearby are subjected to an unaccompanied and invariably crappy rendition of the song. I wish that guy would turn his iPod off. His a cappella version of Bohemian Rhapsody is killing me.
Oh, that one would be like hard.
Can you imagine? Just somebody standing next to you, Mamma Mia, Mamma Mia.
Like singing all the parts.
Yes. That would be me, though. I like to sing.
Yeah, but you're good at it.
I got that golden throat. I sang.
Golden throat.
Oh, golden throat. I'm not going to Urban Dictionary golden throat. I'm not going to do it.
No, don't.
Don't you dare. 15 slang words that need to be in your vocabulary. Do we click it?
Click on it.
Click it?
Mm-hmm.
Click it. Let's do this. This is going to be bad, I think. Here we go.
I don't really talk like slang, do I?
I do.
But you try too hard.
What is that? An ask hole.
An individual who asks ridiculous, obnoxious, or irrelevant questions all the time.
That could be basement.
I'm not going to say a name. A girl on my basketball team. I could rant right now. She is an ask hole.
Look at this thing right here. Blame storming.
What does that mean?
Usually in a business setting, the act of attempting to blame to identify who was to blame for a failure problem rather than trying to blame. That's stupid. That's not slang. That's just dumb. Boomerang child. A child who moves out to start his or her own life but returns home just as fast. Harper is a boomerang child.
When did I ever move out?
Pretty much all. Well, I'm just predicting the future.
What?
There's no way you're not going to be able to live under my roof.
You think I'm going to be like 40 living at home?
Probably. I think all five of you guys will be.
How do that if I don't have to work? If I can just live here?
No. You're going to work. Oh, you're going to pay your rent. Crunk.
Yeah, that's
crazy
crunk.
Drunk. I know that one. A designated drunk. The individual who drinks all the alcohol.
Yeah.
Tweet. Drunk tweeting.
That's
maybe
funny.
That's what that guy did to me last night when he said I sucked. Probably not. He probably just thought I sucked.
Probably hammered and he's like,
You suck. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, I get it.
I mean, yeah, I suck, but.
Yeah, I get it. I've had two bad fishing event tournaments in a row, sir. I'm sorry that makes me a failure in life. Because here's the thing, Arby, you gotta catch them at all of them to satisfy the mom's basement crew.
What's ego surfing?
Ego surfing, using a search engine to look for information and references about yourself. Guilty.
Yeah, that's true.
Guilty.
Yeah, you do that.
Guilty. Not, I mean, I have to check up like on YouTube comments and stuff, and I'll be in YouTube like Luke Duncan.
That's really funny. So like for each.
Ego surfing.
For each word, they're showing like a little giphy.
Yeah.
And this one is a girl high-fiving herself.
That's pretty funny.
It's pretty funny.
A little giffy. A faux apology. I've heard that one too.
Yeah.
Fake apology. Hot mess. Yeah, we know what that is.
That's me.
Nom. That gets on my nerves.
What does that mean? I've never heard that.
You've never heard people say like nom, nom, nom about food and all that stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's dumb. Non-troversy. A scandal or controversy that doesn't exist until it's created.
None of these are like slang, I don't feel like.
A pregret, knowing you shouldn't do something or you'll regret it, but doing it anyways. Guilty as charged. Pregret.
Salty.
Salty. Turnt.
That one's been
What's turnt mean? I didn't know
turnt,
that.
Turnt, like let's get turnt up.
This word has two meanings. One is drunk, the other is excited or hype for a particular party.
Yeah, like let's get
I'm
turnt.
Turnt. I'm like, turnt for low budget live, not so live with Harper. Turnt.
Yeah.
Is that how it works?
Yeah, like we are turnt
Even
up.
Though you're ratchet and I'm bougie?
Yeah. Basically, same thing.
Hey, I wanted your opinion on one more thing. So that has been Urban Dictionary with Harper.
Yeah.
And I'm going
to
click this website off before it gives me a virus. Because I feel like that's coming. All right, I need your opinion on something.
My opinion?
Yeah, I do.
Let's see it.
Let's see here. So somebody tagged me in something yesterday, Harper, and it was something unspeakable. It was something that really, there's only been one other time in my fishing career and in my social media life that made me this upset. And the first time was Gerald Swindle's beard. I thought it was just obnoxious. And so I grew a beard to show him
what's up.
Now he has gone and done this. this mustache. Wow. He has done this mustache. Wow. And it bugs me. Well, a guy tagged me yesterday and said that I need to battle Gerald in a mustache war.
No, you ain't doing that.
You don't think so?
No.
And G wanted, and G really wants to do it.
I've seen you without a beard one time in my, what, 5 or 6 years I've known you.
Yeah, one time.
And it, I didn't like it. It was weird.
Yeah.
It was bad.
So, ignore Gerald on the mustache war request.
That's what I'm saying.
Or do it because
it was worth it.
Oh.
I could go handlebar mustache. I could rock a handlebar mustache.
It would be pretty funny.
I did it one time before and it looked bad because I got a hideous chin, dude.
Yeah, well, yeah, you don't have a chin.
Harper.
In like a good way.
You don't. I don't. I'm tired of your crap.
Bad ankles.
Yeah, you got bad ankles. You got bad ankles. Okay, so Swindle's mustache, no bueno, and I can't get in the mustache war. I think a mustache would be cool.
Go for it.
A bit, because I could grow a mean one.
Go for it.
But, man, I work so hard on my beard. I don't know. We'll think about it. Harper, I want to do one thing real quick. We're going to call James Watson real fast, see if we can get him on the phone real quick to ask him something. Let's see. Real quick.
Hey, man.
Hey, buddy. I don't have time to talk. All right. Low Budget Live. Thank y'all for listening. Harper, thank you for coming on. Mm-hmm. This one was all over the place.
Like always.
Like always. And love it. Love you. Miss you, everybody. Mm-hmm. Hashtag Mom's Basement. It was worth it.
Hashtag see ya.
See ya. Was off the Remy, had up at post. Had to hit my old town to duck the news. 2-4 hour lockdown, we made no moves. Now it's 4 a.m. and I'm back up popping with the crew. I just landed in, Chase B mixes pop like Jamba Joe's. Different color chains, think my jewelry really selling fruits. And they choking, man, know the crackers some, wish it was a news. Sunset. Surrender retreat, we all in too deep. Play for keeps. Don't play us for weeks. So and sad. Surrender retreat, we all in too deep.
Pursuing wild game in wild places. Tune in to Hunt Stand Presents Saturdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment. On Mondays, head offshore with Captain Scott Walker and Steve Roger for breathtaking deep-sea adventures.
Coming to me.
Double. He's jumping.
Oh!
Look at that belly.
Don't miss Mondays with Into the Blue, brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern.
Tell a few fish stories along the way.
On Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.